What time is it? It's Texas Standard Time on this 10th day of October 2019. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us, as always. Lots shaking on the political front and the impact of the aftershocks far from certain. First off, what does this new impeachment standoff between President Trump and House Democrats mean for the political calculus in Texas, especially as some Republicans on the national level now distancing themselves from the president? More on that in just a moment. Closer to home, some breaking news in that scandal involving the Speaker of the Texas House caught on audio tape allegedly promising a political group press credentials in exchange for undermining the re-election efforts of some fellow Republicans. More in the Texas Roundup a bit later in the broadcast, but first, some changes at the top for the department that oversees Child Protective Services in the Lone Star State. There's a new chief for that department, this announcement coming just one day after the Dallas Morning News reported a federal judge threatening to sanction Texas over what she calls a lack of adequate response to court-ordered fixes to the state's troubled foster care system. Robert Garrett has been reporting on these stories for the Dallas Morning News. Bob, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Great to be here, David.
First, let's talk about this person that the state has tapped to head the Department of Family Protect. Is it DFPS? What does that stand for?
Family and Protective Services.
Family and Protective Services.
That's right.
Who is she? What's her background? And how much does she know about this back and forth, these lawsuits with the state of Texas?
Well, I haven't talked to her, so I don't know how much she knows, but her name is Jamie Masters, and she's from Kansas City, Missouri. She has been in state and urban county government roles in that Kansas and Missouri area. She has some background in what we call child welfare or child protection because she was the deputy commissioner of the Kansas department. Currently, she's in the Jackson County, Missouri county government as a director of health services. So she has a mental health and health background, too.
It's interesting because people who hold this position don't seem to stay there long. Hank Whitman, the outgoing DFPS leader, announced his retirement over the summer. He was sort of caught in the middle of this lawsuit, which goes back to 2011. Is that right?
That's right. I'd say the burnout rate is about two legislative sessions and you're done. It's a killer job. It's a thankless task. It's some would argue it's impossible because the state child welfare department is too big. At any rate, it's been burning out people, former judges, longtime bureaucrats, people of different backgrounds, some from juvenile criminal justice. We've seen a little bit of everything in the 17 years I've been watching the rodeo.
Let's talk about what this judge who has been overseeing this ongoing litigation. And I say ongoing, I mentioned 2011. There's a lawsuit that was brought by a group out of New York, which said that Texas's foster care system was unconstitutionally dangerous to kids. A judge agreed and appointed some overseers to make sure that the state got things straight. The state has spent quite a bit of money fighting back, right?
At least $10 million, and it sort of had a take-no-prisoners, massive resistance position fighting this lawsuit from the get-go. Judge Janice Graham Jack, a federal judge in Corpus Christi, she recently told the state in no uncertain terms, "You lost this suit, and basically I'm in charge, and you've been foot-dragging." The state really irked her by questioning some higher fees for her court-appointed monitors or special masters, and the state had been wanting to sort of safeguard, they would say, the judge would say, inhibit her master's access to confidential data on the children in foster care. So she let them know that she would decide how to craft a confidentiality order to protect the kids, but she didn't want the state blocking her masters or her from getting the information they need to now move forward with her remedy order, which will cover a lot of things in the system.
Yeah, she's threatening to some pretty severe fines, it sounds like. But how's the state responding? I guess it's too early to know how this new DFPS.
The state has not been responding. They've been for years calling her an overreaching, wrong-headed federal judge who shouldn't be running a state program. She has been upheld on parts of her finding and her injunction by the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. The state decided tellingly not to appeal So I think they got all they could get in trimming back some of her orders. And so she's now running the show, and they have to answer to her, as she said, for an indefinite period of time, you'll be under my supervision.
And it
And
sounds
she
like.
did, as you said, threaten contempt of court orders if the state doesn't change its ways.
Sounds like there's more to come here. Bob Garrett continues to follow this developing story as Capitol Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. Bob, good to talk with you. Thank you, sir.
My privilege, David. Thank you.